Well, every week, we always like to have a guest from the official opposition of the NDP to join us here in the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Christina Gray. She is the NDP's labor critic and also the MLA for Edmonton Wildwoods. I guess, first of all, Christina, thanks for taking the time to join us here.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, well, one of the main topics I wanted to talk about today is we saw recently in Quebec, the province of Quebec, they put up a plan to provide bonus pay to nurses of up to about $18,000 to help with staffing issues with their province's hospitals. And I understand the NDP kind of wants this province to sort of follow suit with that. Why don't you kind of tell us a little bit about what you guys want to see there?
Yes. So what we saw last week in Quebec was an incentive, both for full-time nurses, but to encourage part-time and casual nurses to take on full-time hours, as well as to incent retired nurses to come back out of retirement to help. And we have seen some of that here in Alberta, but we are dealing with a serious staffing crisis right now. 19 months of this pandemic has led to huge amounts of burnout, and we need to take important measures right now to try and bolster what's happening in our hospitals where surgeries are being canceled. So this one-time bonus, it would be intended to encourage every nurse, every trained professional to step in and to help and hopefully offset some of the workload that is causing our frontline staff to burn out and to be exhausted.
And do you think with some of these incentives you guys want to see out there, do you think this would definitely help with getting more nurses out there into different hospitals around the province and able to as you mentioned earlier, get non-COVID related things to be able to get done there?
Yeah, I do. I think this would be a really important measure as well. I mean, it's a chance for us to put action behind our words. We've been saying how much we support our frontline staff, but nurses in particular have been attacked by the government in bargaining. The government has proposed wage rollbacks, but not only wage rollbacks, like all sorts of changes to their agreement that takes away flexibility, that will decrease their ability to manage their stress on the job. So this type of incentive, I think, is a really important short-term thing. The government put in over $1 billion of healthcare spending contingency fund that we haven't seen them spend or talk about spending. This is a chance to really actively help our nurses in our healthcare system during a time when they need it most, because critically important surgeries are being canceled. We've got people that we know are dealing with serious mental health issues because of the stress and the strain that they've been under and what they've seen in the healthcare system. If we can get even one more nurse to come in and to take on more shifts, that would be worth it. But I know that this incentive would do far more than that.
And one thing we've noticed here over the last little while up in the kind of the northwestern part of the province, we've seen several communities in our region that have had issues with doctors and nurses and staffing at hospitals, just in the last couple weeks or so. Mm-hmm. McLennan was one community that's had shortages there. I think also Spirit River and Fairview and a few others over the past few months. So do you think that some of these incentives out there would particularly help with some of these shortages in rural areas of the province?
Well, it'd certainly be one of my hopes that it would, because we need to make sure that we've got the healthcare being delivered in community as much as possible. As well, we know that other provinces have offered healthcare workers to come in and help. I think the province needs to be looking at that. And we need to really address some of the underlying concerns. Why is this happening? Burnout, exhaustion, a feeling of being under attack and in a tsunami throughout this pandemic. These bonus payments, so $15,000 for full-time nurses, $12,000 for retired nurses who come out of retirement to help, is going to really tell those frontline workers that we appreciate their effort, that we see what they're going through, that we need them right now.
And you kind of touched on it there a second, other provinces that have sort of offered to help, like we saw just the other day, where the province of Newfoundland and Labrador was one of those provinces that sort of offered help to Alberta, and then former Premier G. Sagani kind of told the Newfies, nah, we're good. What do you think that when it comes to sort of that kind of messaging out there with not really being sort of accepting of the sort of the help that other provinces that help, and I think even the feds have offered as well, what do you think kind of that message that's going to sort of get sent out there over this?
Well, I can tell you that I was flabbergasted when I realized that the government was saying no to help, and I've been hearing from healthcare workers themselves, people who are working in our ICUs, saying one more nurse would make a huge difference in that environment. So the message this government is sending to our frontline healthcare workers isn't a good one. They've been attacking their salaries, they're turning down help from other provinces. The incentive program that the Alberta NDP is calling for, that Quebec has already announced, I think would be really important short-term help. And then long-term, we need to look at how are we going to support healthcare workers who've now got mental health challenges, PTSD, issues of burnout. How do we reorganize this so that this doesn't happen again? How do we learn from what we're going through here in this pandemic, something the government hasn't seemed very willing to do? But certainly in the short term, we should have the incentives, we should accept help from others, and we should try and get our healthcare system back on track so that life-saving surgeries can be performed.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here on the Training 55 Ops, we always like to throw in a little personal question to you. And of course, we are definitely in fall here. As I look at the weather of our office here, there's different colored leaves on the trees out there, and fall is definitely one of my favorite seasons out there, because it's not too hot out there, and it's not the minus 40 stuff that we sometimes get in the winters up here. So that's fall is definitely one of my favorite seasons. So what about you? What's kind of your, preferred season out there for being outdoors?
Well, you just can't deny the beauty right now of fall. My Millwoods riding is in Edmonton, and the Edmonton River Valley right now is just jewel-covered with all of the beautiful yellows and oranges, and I love that. But I would say my favorite season of the four is spring. I always like that coming out of the winter cold season and starting to see buds on trees. And yeah, it's nice that we get such vibrant colors here in Alberta. It's a beautiful place to live.
Yeah, certainly can't disagree with that statement there. Anyhow, NDP Labour critic Christina Gray, thanks for joining us on the hot seat today.
No, thank you so much for talking about these important issues. I hope you have a great day.